I feel like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith, with a wee Buckley Stories of today's Press and Journal on Friday, January 19th. So, up in good time of day, and we'll make sure I got a paper and send him to miss out on all the P&J stories. So, a very, very sad front story of the day, front page story, and it's the end of an era as iconic M&S store to close. So, shoppers and staff left stunned by demise of City Centre favourite. Retail giant to expand its Union Square premises in a £15 million revamp, and bosses pledge nay workers face axe in creation of new flagship store. So, as I mentioned yesterday, I'd heard it in the news yesterday, and I mentioned last night about you know, this being the story that was coming out, and well, it's been here a lot, you know, longer, and for that I've been on it go. Just a very, very bit of a disaster, I think, for the middle of Aberdeen. I think they did nothing they can to try and get him to bide on here. I think they thought this was on the cards with focus trying to revive Union Street, but this is just going to be well, a hard place to fill. It's going to be, well, impossible, I think, for anybody to come in and you know, fill a space at the end of Grasmuckle stuff, food on the ground floor and clays and their furniture and stuff like that on the drains. But they're moving, I think, down to Union Square, so that's how it's going to look, and just makes it very, very hard to entice their folk into Middle Aberdeen. I think it's, you know, death by a thousand cuts, it seems to be, but this is a big blow. Now here's a McDonald's, it gives up drive-through plan due to angry public backlash. So McDonald's has reversed plans for a drive-through at Aberdeen's Ashgrove Road West after a backlash for locals. The burger chain has been trying to get permission for a new site for almost 2 years. Residents have warned of traffic problems and the project has attracted scores of objections. The ambulance service said queues would have a catastrophic impact as paramedics try to attend emergencies. It said crews getting to immediately life-threatening call-outs could be hampered. McDonald's has now performed a U-turn in the hope it can now be built as a standalone diner. Last year, the burger chain announced a £4 million Aberdeen site would be its first net-zero restaurant in Scotland and third in the UK. If approved, the vacant Rose Hill Day Centre, previously used as a nursing home, and more recently a COVID testing centre, would be demolished. Improved landscaping had been added to the amended proposal, along with pedestrian and cycle access and links to surrounding footpaths. A McDonald's spokesman confirmed the latest changes have been led by public opinion. He said, "We have welcomed the feedback received over the last 2 years, all of which has importantly helped shape and inform the revised proposals for Ashgrove Road West. If a restaurant gets a gang of heed, it is estimated 120 full and part-time jobs will be created." So, well, I'm sure can the ambulance folk may be thinking the queues will hamper the paramedics, but I bet the paramedics is thinking that'll be fine and handy now for a snack if they're just waiting about to be called out. And it'll be very handy for the hospital folk, I would think. It can't be that far away from there. So, yeah, so all good, and you know, McDonald's is just creeping round our way now, they're just about everywhere. Now here's Birth and Pools is set to reopen, so the 3 year hiatus in offering water births in Inverurie will see an end after NHS Grumpian said it will reopen the Toon's 2 birth and pools before the end of this month. The water birth facility is closed in 2020 due to installation issues and remains shut as the NHS tackled water quality issues. Well, I'm not sure how you can bugger up water, but anyway. The closure came just 1 year after the opening of Inverurie Community Midwife Unit by Nicola Sturgeon. Yesterday, NHS Grumpian announced the water issues have been resolved. The pools will be available for Monday, January 29th. Associate Director of Midwifery for NHS Grumpian, Katie Colville, said caring professionals were keen to offer the use of birth and pools to wifeys across Grumpian, and we recognise how valued these are as a choice for wifeys in their birth and plans. The reopening brings the total number of functioning birthing pools across NHS Grampian to 5. Dr Grace Hospital in Elgin has 1 pool, Peterhead has 2, that reopened late last year. The birthing room in Aberdeen Maternity Hospital remains shut because of infrastructure issues, according to NHS Grampian. Last June, NHS Grampian gave staff a sneak peek of the maternity unit in the Baird Family Hospital. The unit's birthing pool will replace Aberdeen Maternity Hospital's facilities when Baird eventually opens. It was scheduled to open in 2020, but was hit by a series of delays, as we've already mentioned, on the Doric Express. So the popularity of birthing pools, which have been shown to add pain relief and even shorten labour, has increased in recent years. Access has been limited for locals. Of all the region's pools, Inverurie's has been shut the longest. However, Aberdeen Maternity Hospital's facilities have been closed since April. Peterhead's pools closed after a Legionella outbreak in February last year and reopened in October. So, cracking the head, muckle luck with us, birthing pools. Maybe just to get the wife using due to Stonehaven to open air pool, maybe, and you know, doodle about in here. But you know, if this is fit, some of them went, then it's a good thing that I'll open up again, joking aside. And you know, I'm sure it, you know, certainly on the TV, it looks to be quite a sair thing, anyway. So, although. You know, I did stub my tay one time, and that was bloody sair, I can tell you. Now, here's a Scotland game should be free on TV. So I said Scotland's culture secretary has said he can understand why the country's national football team's matches are not free to air. Pressure has been growing on broadcasters to obtain the rights for the games, which are handled centrally by European football body UEFA. The rights are currently held by Viaplay, which announced last year it would be scaling back its involvement in Scottish football. Speaking to the Constitution, Europe, External Affairs and Culture Committee, Angus Robertson said fans should not be forced to pay a subscription to watch their national team play. He said, why is it that folk need to subscribe to channels you've never heard of and pay money to watch your national team perform? Particularly when it's doing as well as it is, it's beyond me, he said. STV has the rights to broadcast Scotland's first match against host Germany at UEFA European Championships this summer, with the subsequent two group stages for FXers being shown on the BBC. So that's not quite so bad, but yeah, I certainly would agree with Angus Robertson on here. You know, I'm sure BBC or Grampian could come up with something between them to show Scottish games, and you know, instead of being a part of this. Yes, Viaplay, as you say, before they come Saturday in the Scottish games, I'd never heard them either. So, yeah, it's just another money-making racket. So, we'll see. But if you, of course, far UEFA's involved, you're not surprised that one of things about similar with them. Just keep them in that cosy headquarters they have. Now, here's the crowds together to watch the Queen open safe space. So, as I said, delighted royal fans flocked to Aberdeen yesterday as Queen Camilla made a surprise visit. She was in the city to officially open a safe space at Aberdeen Art Gallery for victims of domestic abuse can discreetly ask staff for help. Bobbies could be seen patrolling outside as early as 11 o'clock and placed metal barriers around the building. Jason Rocker, as a local writer, said the visit was a good news for the city, says, when they really needed it. He says, I'm a Camilla fan, but I had no idea she was here until I saw the large crowd gathered outside the art gallery. It was a happy accident. Lisa Topal is a manager of a local community centre and a self-proclaimed royalist. She rushed to the city centre with her daughter, Riley, when she caught wind of Camilla's visit. She says, we're just being nosy. However, we are royalists. We like the royal family. The commotion also encouraged those around the immediate vicinity to join the crowd. Those working in establishments nearby all spared a moment to catch a glimpse of the Queen. So, well, there she goes, and she's having a walkabout through the outside, and, you know, Habri's wheel wrapped up big bonnets and scarves and hats and anoraks on, and you know, she's walking along in use with the mask. So, yeah, good on her. And, you know, quite a good thing that they're doing in the art gallery. Obviously, it's a bit of an issue. And one of the things comes in to help folk in that situation is going to be a good thing. So, well done, Camilla, for trailing them up to Aberdeen and doing that. Now, I'll just finish up with sport as normal. The back page of PNJ Day is Robson, confident Duke will not leave. So, Aberdeen man's are bad. Robson is confident striker Duke will still be Pitot Deaf in the January transfer window finishes. Cape Verde international Duke is being tracked by clubs in the Dutch, Italian and Swiss top flights with a view to a potential January transfer window bid. The 23-year-old is also on the radar of clubs in the English Championship. Robson confirmed there's been no contact with only clubs regarding Duke, was contracted to the Dons until the summer of 2025. So, well, here's hoping he can hang on to them and, you know, for the rest of the season anyway, because he's certainly a good lad. And he'll be hard to replace, I would think. But anyway, here's hoping he bangs in a couple of goals in the next few games, starting tonight against Clyde. So, surely there won't be another slip up like it was last year against Darvel. So, come on, everybody. No, that's me done for the day now. So we publish the results of today's Pressing Journal on Friday, January 19th, 2024. And yes, much better time of day. And since I'm half a day, I'm getting Doric expressed it a bit earlier. But, you know, you seem to have to be up sharp nowadays to catch a P&J for more later on in the afternoon, they're off and finished. So, name of Calise. Much milder day. The snow's certainly taking a bit of a shift now. It is melting slowly but surely. And over the weekend, supposed to be decent now, so hopefully it'll be a goner again next week. Here's hoping anyway. Just mixing off a soda now, and it's a. It just gives a lot of slushy stuff and water, are we? Well, nothing we can do about it. So, anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell somebody else about it. They can follow us on Spotify if they would like to do that and never miss an episode. That would be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.